Psalm 27. Oh, verse 14. So this just comes out of my devotional time this morning with the Lord. And he just, encouraged my heart. Psalm 27:14, it says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Man, it's been roughly 8 weeks, almost 2 months since we met in person. My heart is filled with so much joy seeing all your faces and some new faces. We praise the Lord. Love y'all. And at the same time, there's been some terrible, terrible events happening nationwide this week and even here locally over in La Mesa. I don't know if y'all heard. But terrible events, people dying, people's livelihoods being destroyed, people's places of work being vandalized. Just so much pain, so much strife, so much despair. And, it's been heavy on my heart this week. And, this scripture says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart." You know, there's a lot of they did this, they did that, we need to do this, we need to do that, going on this morning, going on, this week, and it's going to continue to go on. But you know what we really all need is Jesus. So much Jesus, all the Jesus, all the more Jesus in everywhere, in every heart. And the wickedness we see going on is the evidence of our nation's darkness, fallenness, falling away from the Lord. This isn't what Christ did. It's not the way he lived his life. None of it. And so as I was with the Lord this morning, he said, "Wait on the Lord." And we've done so much waiting with the loss of our daughter in December, waiting on learning my calling, which is still, all of us are still figuring that out. Waiting in my life, overcoming addiction, I think it's been, one time I figured it up, it was over 15 years that I was addicted to pornography. And, we all have our, what my brother says, hurts, habits, and hangups. That was mine, but addiction is addiction no matter what form it takes. And it all comes from a place of sin. And the scriptures tell us where to go. They tell us where to take our hurts, hangups, and all of our heartaches. Go to the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He shall strengthen your heart. If I rise up in my own power, I'm doing nothing but the will of Satan. I need to rest in the Lord, humble myself, and go to him. So, just my encouragement to you today, as we see all this stuff and as it starts to hit, hit our community, and as it affects our family members and all of that, every one of us, my encouragement is humble yourself and go to the Lord in prayer. He will direct your steps. He will guide your ways. He will show you how to live as a light for truth and love and mercy and grace and peace, right? And all the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. He will live that out through you as he empowers you with the Holy Spirit he put inside you, because it's all him. But what he asks, what he requires of us, is we have to admit it and humble ourselves and come to him. Let me pray. In Jesus, Lord Jesus, we need you so desperately right now. And as we continue to worship together, as we sang praises to your holy name, Lord, this is the cry of our hearts this morning. Our hearts are burdened with everything that's going on, with so much unrest. It just breaks our hearts, Lord. We need you so much right now. So come, Lord Jesus, come fill our hearts as we wait on you, because we know you're coming back. But Lord, at least in this moment as I'm speaking, you're not here yet, so we're still waiting on you to come back. So Lord, as we're waiting, fill our hearts so that we can go and be the arms and the legs, the hands and the feet, the witnesses that you call us to be, living according to your truth, filled with your love, being beacons of light, But none of this is ourselves. It's all for you. So we lay this at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your precious name we pray. Amen.